This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Aaron Mankey. Most days I'm writing and producing the hit podcast Lore. Now I'm opening the doors of my own virtual room of wonder with Aaron Mankey's Cabinet of Curiosities. Every Tuesday and Thursday, you'll get a guided tour through some of the most bizarre corners of history, from unexplainable moments and coincidences to people and objects that come with unusual backstories. Listen along on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome to the Cabinet of Curiosities.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, Thundercat is on the prowl. That is the subject.
Thundercat.
Thundercat is on the prowl.
That's one of my cartoons.
Ah, dear Stephen Shirley, I am a divorced 44-year-old single mom. As an attractive, curvy, and educated woman, I have no problems meeting men. It's keeping them that's the issue. The last man that I dated, we were together for almost 3 months before we had sex. I made him wait for a reason, and here's why. When we had sex for the first time, he passed out afterwards.
No, you hadn't done that.
He was only out for...
I fell off the edge of the bed and bust my head on the nightstand.
All right, well, this may be you. This may be for you.
I'm just saying,
about him. I know.
I'm sorry. I'm very relatable. I've had it in the past, right?
Maybe it's not as this letter's not as crazy as I thought.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. yeah, you fall out, it's crazy.
All right, I'm gonna read that line again. The last man she dated, they were together for 3 months, almost 3 months before they had sex. She made him wait for a reason, and here's why. When they had sex for the first time, he passed out afterwards. He was only out for a short time, and when he came to, he said his blood sugar was low.
Oh, this is J. Anthony Brown.
But I think he was lying because this has happened to me before with another man. The next time we made love, I toned down the intensity and I cut out the extra stuff that I normally do.
Okay, here we go.
He told me it was too much for him and he ended up breaking up with me. My crazy ex-husband was the same way. Whenever I would try to do something new with him, he got mad and accused me of cheating on him, which was one of the reasons we got divorced. So lately, I have been dating a nice Southern gentleman, and 2 nights ago, we had sex for the first time. I warned him that I was about to put it on him, but he must have thought I was just playing.
Come on now.
Well, Shirley, during the act, see, right there. Well, Shirley, during the act, he started screaming like a little girl, and he was begging me to stop. So I did.
He just
stared at me for a while.
I gotta hear this.
He just stared at me for a while, and then he told me that I was way too much for him. He accused me of being some kind of loose woman because of my skill set. I was so offended that I left his house, and we have not communicated since Saturday. I can't help but think there's a man out there that can handle me. My friends nicknamed me Thundercat, and they told me I should teach a sex class for women. I like to keep it tight and right, and I really do enjoy sex. So what should I do? Tommy, you hush.
What?
I want to hear from Steve and Shirley. Please advise.
All right, I got you.
Okay.
Let me know when it's my turn, Shirley.
I will, Steve.
All right, thank you.
I will, because I know you think this letter is about you, right?
No, but I'm not going to hear well. I'd have seen this before, though. Come on.
I just got to ask you. I mean, what are you doing, really? Not what are you doing to the guys, just what are you doing from a thinking position, okay? You cannot put all this stuff that you're doing on someone that you're having sex with for the first time, especially a man. You can't do this. You can't pull all the tricks out of your bag on the first. You can't.
Yes, you
all
can.
Right. You got to slowly roll this stuff out, if you know, so they can get used to it. You got to spoon feed them, so to speak, because I mean, and look at your track records. You got a man who passed out. A man who was screaming like a girl, a man who broke up with you, your husband accused you of cheating. I mean, you got to look at what's going on here and realize that maybe, just maybe, you know, slow it down a little bit. Come on. You're 44 years old. You enjoy sex. You like it. Perhaps you should teach a class. But listen, you got to take it easy. You know, you tell somebody, I'm going to put it on you. I mean, come on, just relax, okay? Relax a little bit and ease into these.
I mean, I'm
have you lost your entire mind?
I should have shut up like that lady told me. Dog, I'm sorry. But she went into so much detail.
But I'm trying to help her. Yeah, I'm just trying to help her.
Yes, sir. Yeah, dog.
You got to.
Yeah, we're going to take that out. Don't even worry. Yeah.
Jesus. You're nutty ass.
No.
I'm going to get some tea.
But when I first read the letter, I thought you were saying you waited for 3 months to have sex because, you know, like in Steve's book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, he's telling you, you know, to wait for 90 days. But that's to get to know the person and all of that. You know, you waited because... what? You didn't want to kill the man on the first time? But I just say you need to take your time, ease into this stuff, lighten up a little bit. I mean, you know, I get you. You like it and you're serious. This other man, his blood sugar was low. You're going to kill somebody. Relax, Steve.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Thank you. I'm going to try
welcome.
My God.
Come on, don't even worry about it. Go to the bed.
It's a lot of key stuff in here. I'm going to point it out to you all through the damn letter.
Okay.
Opening line, I am a divorce. Uh-huh. This mean, this been over with. Somebody said, enough. 44-year-old single woman, good and grown.
Yeah.
Am an attractive, that's what she's saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Curvy.
Yeah.
That could be anything, you know. That's what they call them. It's another words for heavy.
Yeah.
So you could be curvy and educated. I have no problems meeting men. Mm-hmm. It's keeping them that's an issue. Last man I dated, we was together for 3 months before we had sex. I made him wait for a reason. Here, why? When we had sex for the first time, he passed out. He was only out for a short time, and when he came to, he said he had... his blood sugar was low. He didn't know what the hell happened.
Yeah, and you said that happened to you. You passed out.
Yeah, but when he woke up as a diabetic. She gave him diabetes. He didn't know what was wrong, so he invented a disease.
Yeah,
to keep from going
it's
on.
Too much.
She tore his ass up.
Yeah. All right, listen,
when we come
Steve,
back, yeah. You're going to want to hear this. First man she told us about, they had been waiting 3 months. When she finally gave him some, he passed out. And when he came to, he said his blood sugar was low. He had never said that before ever in his life. Okay. But she gave him diabetes. Mm-hmm. He woke up with diabetes. He didn't have it for that.
Gotcha.
It just something happened to him and he didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. But I think he was lying because that happened to me before with another man. The next time we made love, I toned down the intensity and cut out the extra stuff I normally do. Mm. What the hell
exactly.
Is you in here doing?
Doing too much.
You toned, when a woman tells you, I toned down the intensity and cut out some of the normal stuff I do. Do you know what the hell happening in here?
What's going on, Steve?
It's happening. The intensity is the ferocity.
What is she doing?
The ferocity. She in here, this heifer too much for any damn body.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's going on. First, let me read a little bit more letter. And she cut out the extra stuff she normally do. Okay, let me tell you something. If you cut out the extra stuff that you normally do. Tone down the intensity, and he still fell out. The hell is you doing?
We need regular to know stuff. Her, what is her regular
I'm going to tell you what she's doing in a minute, though. He told me it was too much for him, and he ended up breaking up with me. Then my crazy ex-husband, now see, now people crazy now.
Yeah.
See, now the men crazy with her crazy ass. He was the same way. Uh-huh. Whenever I would try to do something new with him, he got mad, accused me of cheating, which was one of the reasons we got divorced. Mm. So lately I've been dating a nice Southern gentleman. 2 nights ago we had sex. He had a lot of sex. This is all I've been reading.
How many men we got?
This is how many men we already over the 3 limit. I done told y'all to talk about it.
Trying to find
we way
match.
Over the 3 limit. I told y'all your max number 3. She way out the 3 bar. She just had sex for the first time the other night. A Southern gentleman. I warned him, told him before we went in. I'm about to put it on you. See, you in here. You cage match.
Yeah.
You in that MMA loving.
Tapping
you
out.
You in there with mixed martial arts. You must have, he must have thought I was playing.
Ooh.
Well, Shirley doing the act, he started screaming.
I love it when he
somebody get this up! You done took a grown ass man, got him screaming like a white girl. He was begging me to stop.
Uh-huh.
I was too much for him.
What
he accused me of being some kind of loose woman because of my skill set. I was so offended, I left his house and we ain't communicated. He glad you left.
Yeah.
And you the reason you ain't called communicated since Saturday? Because he ain't calling your ass.
She too much.
He don't want no more of what you got. It's too damn much.
What is she doing?
Let me tell you, first of all, she doing it way too hard. and she making noises and she slamming into men. She climbing on me and just bah, 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 bah. She making her voice change.
She's a construction worker.
Yeah, sound like a man. Huh.
Come on, Steve.
Huh. You hear me in the kitchen? Ah!
Killing it.
That's funny.
Ah! She, you hearing this? I'm talking about, man, they ain't even supposed to be doing this right here. It's some getting slung around that damn bed. Ha! Ha!
You said booty
fat. Shut your punk ass up.
I love it.
Give me your shot. Choke your punk ass. You don't shut up. Take this. Take it. Take it.
You stupid.
Talking the whole time. Voice changing.
How does she sound? Well,
wait,
that's
Steve.
What I
want to
know.
They moaning now.
You ain't no. Take them where your ass. Come up in here. I told you what was finna happen to you. You thought I was playing, but I mean business up in here. Business.
I love it.
This business up in here, little punk ass. You bring your punk ass up here. These men is in here going,
yeah, they're scared.
What the hell
have
I got myself into? I'm going to tell you something else, too. Okay. She don't even do the normal stuff she do. Mm-hmm. It's some apparatuses in there.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you.
It's a swing.
Okay.
You don't know it. Come down at the ceiling. She done swing across the bed. Listen to me. She using her teeth.
Yeah. To do what?
Okay.
There's some teeth involved here.
Okay.
When he said he begged me to stop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's some teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do. This what I do.
Because of her skill set.
Yeah.
Said.
But her skill set is painful.
Yeah.
Her skin, she tanned men.
Yeah.
It's some men walking out there needing medical attention.
What happened to that point where they passed
she
out?
She bit this one dude. His punk ass passed out.
That's
woke up and said he had diabetes.
But Steve,
huh?
Is it like she's threatening them? Because she said, I warned him that I was about to put it on him.
I'm fitting to do something to you that you ain't ever had done before.
Yeah.
And in the middle of all of it, I'm going to sucker punch your punk ass. She didn't hit you.
It's a wrestling move?
Yeah.
Like a
she on top of a man, and she punching him in the throat.
Get
She bouncing up and down and punching his punk ass in the throat.
She's doing way too
the
much.
The sex Hulk.
MMA loving.
Listen, we got to get out of here. If you want to Instagram us or email us your thoughts on today's crazy strawberry letter, this is my favorite one, though, from this year. Email us or Instagram us at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's the Ron Burgundy Podcast. It's the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Guess what? I got a podcast and you don't. Guess what? I got a podcast and you don't. Ron Burgundy Podcast.
This is Ron Burgundy reminding you to tune into my new podcast, brought to you by Charmin Toilet Paper, the best in the biz. It's made by some good guys for some good trips to Dusseldorf, if you know what I mean. Go to the store and pick up a roll. You can't mess this one up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.